We have created a simple, scalable 10-question survey to gain real data. Now, let's take a look briefly at each question. Overall, is this volunteer role working for you? Number two, I feel this volunteer role helps share the gospel. Number three, I feel relationally connected in this volunteer role. Number four, I feel appreciated in this volunteer role. Number five, I feel adequately trained for this volunteer role. Number 6A, the time commitment required for this volunteer role is realistic. 6B, the workload is reasonable for this volunteer role. 6C, the volunteer role is appropriately challenging for me. Number 7, I feel this role allows me to voice my opinion and shape the direction. 8A, this volunteer role fits my personality. 8B, this volunteer role allows me to use my gifts and abilities. Number 9, I understand why this role exists at our church. And number 10, I feel supported by a staff member in this volunteer role. Now, let's take a look at some sample responses from actual volunteers in the ministry that I oversaw. Now, this data set was gathered from people serving on a Sunday morning nursery schedule. This is our Sunday morning nursery people. Now, please notice, these volunteers feel a deep sense of appreciation, and their scores are almost uniformly tens. They feel appreciated. Wow! This is quite affirming of our appreciation efforts. That's fine. Next, let's take a look at the engaged leader or manager data. Again, super high. I imagine this was due in part to me, Josh, my personal presence, serving beside them once a quarter in the nursery. In addition, the nursery coordinator was a highly personalized person in her leadership. That was definitely another win. However, let's look at the sense of purpose. This time, the data paints a different story. A significant portion of these volunteers did not see a correlation between their work as a nursery volunteer and the furtherance of the gospel. At this time, the dots have maybe not connected with them, and they don't see how this fits. In some ways, they don't see the point. Now, of course, they're helping, but you see, the data suggests that many people don't see the connection that I so desperately want them to see. Now, we're gonna come back to this data in just a moment. When it comes to philosophical agreement, the scores are nearly all tens once again. While they do not see the sense of purpose or the why, they do see how we are executing was definitely agreeable. Now listen, they seem to agree with our procedures and the way we were conducting business in the nursery. That's good news. Finally, I want to take a look at influence. Now this was painfully low. These volunteers as a whole are saying that they don't feel they have a voice to make changes or improvements. The data suggests that we were not listening, or worse yet, we were not even asking. This one area of data was the single lowest aggregate score of all of the areas of our retention framework. This low score quantifiably confirmed which area needed the most attention. That was the low one. Now, given what you have seen in these graphs, what would you do? What would you have done in my situation? What actions would you take? Well, first, we should continue with our appreciation efforts. That's great. Second, I would share testimonies from parents who grew in their faith and made decisions for Christ as their children were safely cared for in the nursery. Beyond that, I would share the deep subconscious value of care, comfort, and community that's literally hardwired into a toddler's mind. The positive subconscious associations of church and a place of emotional belonging are profound. In short, we need to tell them in a variety of ways that their work in the nursery is gospel work and holds great value. third, I would craft a simple follow-up survey asking for what areas of improvement they have observed. I would take the next month to personally come around to each nursery room at every service and ask people two simple questions. What tactical thing are we missing here in this nursery? Sometimes we're just too close to it. What would you do to make an improvement? Number two, what would make this experience better for someone who might come in and volunteer in the nursery for the first time? Now, as you can see, this survey can be a critical component to meeting the formerly hidden needs of our volunteers. All of this is to ensure that they will have a great experience and keep serving. And in doing so, they will have like this great sense of personal growth in their personal faith. And listen, I want to encourage you to take the next step in your leadership and send out this survey. Finally, I want to encourage you to send this survey to like sub-segments of your ministry. Send different surveys to ushers, different surveys to greeters, to parking lot attendants, and therefore you can dial in the specific plans for specific groups. Thank you so much. I want to congratulate you from the depths of my heart. You have made it so far. You've completed the retaining course module. And this particular portion, I think this is the most important one of all. I'm so proud of you. Keep working, keep growing. But here's what I want to tell you, we're not done yet. The bonus material that we have is called Multiply. And the bonus material is like the synthesis of everything that we've talked about. It's this really elegant presentation of the scriptural history of people just like you. You see, you are in a long chain of people, a long tradition of people who are seeking to do this very work. You are not alone, and I can't wait to see you in the bonus material.